and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman, and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. There's only one thing worse than knowing what's going on, and that's not knowing when something obviously is. Especially when you're utterly convinced that whatever it is that everybody's keeping to themselves, it concerns you. Like that letter addressed to your wife in masculine handwriting you don't recognize, which she giggled at all through breakfast, then looks you straight in the eye, stops laughing, and stuffs it in her handbag. Or there's that unhappy moment in the office when your immediate superior is called into the boss. After half an hour, he comes out, pats you on the shoulder, goes back to his desk, and never says another word. For the rest of your career, you'll never know whether he just talked you out of promotion or the sack. CPO Pertwee is in this particular dilemma at the moment. He wants to know why number one has been hastily summoned to Captain Povey's office this morning. Something regrettable is going to drop on somebody. And the chief is determined to know what, on who, where, why, who by, and when.
Right, come on now. Hurry up, you two. Outside, quick, and shut the door.
But we're not allowed in the backyard of the Nuffy. It's out of bounds.
Yeah, we'll get done rotten, you know. I can see it coming a mile off. Our rottens are going to get everything done.
Oh, well, they're willing to go clod up and about and knocking over dustbins. What are you doing, scrounging for scraps?
Hey, that's an idea, isn't it? Oh, look, there's half a sausage down there. Still got some tomato sauce on it and all.
Oh, drop it, you glutton guts. Not feeding time yet.
It very nearly was. Sitting quietly we were, Butso and I, at Tuffy's Nuffy table for two, having our elevenses. And you have to come barging in and drag us out of the back here amongst the dustbin.
Yeah, you've done me out of my bun.
Abel Seaman Johnson, glutton of this parish. What's going on today is far more important than a bun.
No, it ain't. Nothing's more important than a bun. Especially that bun. That was a buttered bun.
Look, who cares?
I do. It was my buttered bun. Buttered buns don't grow on trees, you know. They're forced under glass.
Look, Johnson, look, will you be quiet about your battered bun?
No, I won't. It was all swinging 60s with it and way out, that bun was.
Hey?
It was a Chelsea bun.
Now, look, Johnson, I shan't warn you again.
And it was buttered.
I don't care.
On both sides.
Don't have!
Certainly, but it was my bun, you know.
Look, for the last time, will you stop muttering about your bun?
I wasn't muttering. I was buttering.
Cool cup, Wilson.
Far be it from me to interrupt, Chief, but could I ask a straight question, even if I know I'm going to get a twisted answer?
All right, what's your trouble, Swansea Bonds?
I was merely wondering why you wanted us to come out here in the backyard of the Nuffy in order to discuss Fatso's nosh.
Funnily enough, Goldstein, that wasn't the purpose that I had in mind. I've invited you out here for another reason. It's information.
Well, I can give you one bit of information for a start. These gush bins are a shocking pong.
Then turn your back on them, face whales, take a good sniff of the valleys and belt out. Look, this isn't urgent. At this very moment, number one is having a tete-a-tete with Captain Povey in old Thunderguts' office.
But what about it?
Well, Pertwee has a suspicion call that the chunk of chatting that's going on in there will finish up as a dirty great disaster call. For Troutbridge in general and Pertwee in particular. Look, over the top of this back wall, you can get a clear view of Captain Povey's office door. And I want to be the first to cop the butchers of the expression on Mr. Murray's mush when he comes out.
What for?
Well, I want to see if he's smiling or sad, gruesome or glad, or just abandon hope, all you signed on.
You'll never do it, you know. It'll never work. That wall's 10 foot high. If you want to see over the top of that, you got to use a periscope.
Exactly. I intend to. And you're it.
Hey,
grab his other leg, Taffy, and up to the flaming great days.
Oi, let go, let go. I don't want to be airborne. I'm allergic to heights. Let me down. I'm not wearing a parachute. Let go. I don't like you.
What? Ooh?
Yeah, ooh.
What's the matter? Can you see something?
Yeah.
What?
A row of bricks.
Johnson, never mind about a row of bricks.
Well, somebody should mind about them. They need repointing.
Stop messing about, Fatso. Grab the top of the wall and have a look. I can't support my half of you much longer. I mean, you're not exactly the sugar plum fairy, are you?
No, he's claiming well, isn't. Here, are you sure you didn't have that battered bun?
No, I didn't. But I had half a dozen rock cakes for starters. Oh, you dirty, stinking rottens. I nearly went right over then.
Hey, look at him up there. He looks like Humpty Dumpty. Don't wriggle, Fatso. You'll have a great fall.
Yeah, and if you do, all the Queen's Matlows and all the Queen's Wrens will never put Johnson together again.
I wouldn't mind letting the Wrens have a try, though.
Shut your giggle box.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Not turning round on this lot, I'm not. There's broken glass on the top of this door. Definitely not happy.
Oh, stop messing about, Fatso. Can you see Mr. Murray yet?
Yes. He just come out of Captain Povey's office now.
Good lad, good lad. What's his expression like?
Puzzled. He can't understand why he's staring at a great big fat rake. And I'm coming down before he recognises me, so mind your head.
Look out!
I'm not happy.
Now what's the matter?
I'm sitting on that half sausage with tomato sauce.
Hello. What's going on here?
Oh, well, it's the nafty manager.
Caught you red-handed, have I? Sneaking in over the back wall to get at my storeroom?
And have you know, my good man, now have you know that I have never been so insulted in Roman naval pop...
What's this? The chief petty officer, no less. An irresponsible man of your rank and service should know better than to go scrumping.
He wasn't scrumping. He was observing.
Exactly. Observing these two common writings going about the nefarious activities. And I was just about to place them under arrest when you caught me at it. Now, if you all just stand aside, I'll carry on with my duty and march them off. He put his, is that, what, tack, pick, hot.
Hey, don't you want me to prefer charges?
No, talk. I prefer the charges I prefer.
Aye, so do we.
Stop talking to the ranks.
Hey, wait a minute. We're passing my buttered bun.
Well, time to keep going.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit? And what are we doing out here on a bright and breezy, brawny Atissa?
For the 14th time of asking, Chief, I don't know. You'll have to ask Mr. Murray.
But he won't tell me, sir.
No.
He won't, will I? Hard luck. But, sir, look, I can't stand the suspense much longer. My nerves are all of a nonsense. Look, Sir Pertwee's got to know what's going on.
You'll have to tell him, sir. I mean, you might just as well save all that, oh, sir, please, sir, don't Shanghai Pertwee, sir, routine.
Well...
Say nothing of the half-hourly applications for compassionate leave to visit his dear, white-haired old mother, who runs a strip club in Soho.
It's not my mother. It's me aunt. When did she make you a member?
Oh, she didn't, actually. And you must know, I happened to stroll in there one night because I mistook it for the lending library.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, likely story. The lending library is half a mile away and it shuts at 5 o'clock.
That's beside the point and don't interrupt. I'm seeing if we're pointing the right way.
The right way to where?
You just never give up, do you, Chief?
What do you blame me, sir? It's all your fault.
My fault?
Yes, sir. You came shooting back from Captain Povey's office, shot up the gangplank, shot onto the breach, and shot us out to sea before Pertwee even had time to pack his emergency deserting kit.
Yes, that reminds me. Talking about shooting, Mr. Phillips, I presume the gunnery officer did have time to take on that extra ammunition before we sailed?
Oh, yes.
Extra ammunition? What do we want with extra ammunition? Well, I would have started to see about that.
Pertwee's got to paddle his way back to Pompey.
Stand by, Chief.
Well, the top half of me is, sir, but the bottom half's going to run like hell.
Oh, do stop panicking, Pertwee. There's nothing to worry about just because the ammunition lockers are crammed full of shells and depth charges. I think I'd like to come with you, actually.
Now, don't have so much fuss over a simple routine patrol.
Routine patrol?
Yes. Well, on fishery protection.
Are we? Then why do we need all that extra ammunition, they went off?
Perhaps the fish are going to shoot back. I mean, I've heard of gun dogs, and there are dogfish. I mean, there must be gunfish, mustn't there?
If you're right, what do you suppose they use for ammunition? Shellfish? Shellfish. It's a play on words.
Like we've had our chips. A crisp remark, which is not out of place.
Oh,
you've topped it. Yes, three times, sir. It was not difficult.
And then there's swordfish and archerfish and fighting fish. I don't see why there shouldn't be gunfish.
Oh, look, for crawling out loud, Mr. Phillips, sir. Look, drop it. Or Pertwee will never find out why they had to come out here in a rush.
Oh, well, if you must know, there's been a signal that the British fishing boat is in trouble. She's inside the Danish 12-mile limit. And we've got to get her out before a Danish patrol boat runs her in.
Well, why bother, sir? I mean, if this fisherman is breaking international rules, he should expect to get done.
Yeah, granted. But just at the moment, Whitehall don't want a diplomatic incident.
Whitehall wouldn't. They're not the ones who are belting over the high seas in order to look straight down the muzzle of a highly off-bale 4-inch gun. No! They're all heading their burler at heads beyond their arts like British guests with their umbrellas up.
And I, for one, wish I was with them.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Mr. Phillips, stop encouraging him and concentrate on plotting our course for the Faroes.
The what-os?
Faroes.
Oh, no. Man of those again, lad.
Now what's the matter?
I'm allergic to what eats, sir. Egypt may be a riotous fun to archaeologists, but put Pertwee anywhere near camels and sphinxes as he is, and he comes over all lumpy and bumpy.
Lummy, you should be quarantined.
Yes, matron's very word, sir. But I prefer to use McKellar Minimine lotion myself, sir. Yes, so if it's all the same to you, I'll nip off now.
So come back here. You've got it all wrong. We're not going to the land of the Faroes. We're going to the Faroe Islands.
Oh.
They're about 250 miles north of Scotland. Any 10-year-old schoolboy knows that.
Chief.
Sir?
Stop engines.
Stop engines it is, sir.
A left hand down a heck of a lot.
Mr. Phillips, what are you doing?
A U-turn, actually.
I should have known. You've done it, haven't you? You were heading for Egypt.
It's hardly my fault, sir. When I was a 10-year-old schoolboy, I had a term away because I got chicken pox.
How do you feel now, sir?
I'm much better, thank you.
Oh, well, yes. Excuse me, sir, but did they dab you with the Calor Minimine lotion, sir?
Yes, continuously. I was known as Pale Pink Leslie.
Well, that's better than being a lumpy, bumpy perch.
Oh, shut up. Set course for the Faroes, or we'll all be suffering from a nasty attack of the bright blue povies.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about Captain Povey, sir. While we're out here braving the perils of the restless ocean, he'll be enjoying the comforts of shore-based luxury, relaxing on his plastic-coloured sofa, with his boots up on the telly and having a quiet kip.
He won't have his boots on, Chief. Mrs. Povey always makes him leave them at the front gate.
Oh, it's a shame. His garden path's at least 20 feet long, and it's all gravel.
Who is it?
It's me, my love. Can I come in?
Here, Povey. What are you doing coming home 22 and a half seconds early? Have you been playing truant again?
I can't hear you, Ramona, my love.
Oh, very well. Permission to open letterbox.
Peek-a-boo.
Henry Purvey, I demand to know why you've arrived home in the middle of the afternoon.
But I'm only 22 and a half seconds early, my love.
Don't you snap at me. You know the rules. I suppose you sloped off early from that den of iniquity you choose to call your office.
No, my love. I've heard it because it's raining. And I ran up the garden path so that my Ramona-knitted socks wouldn't get too wet.
Good boy. Stand where you are and give yourself a good shake until it's time to enter.
Very well, my love.
Right. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5. Close letterbox and prepare to enter. Ramona is going to open the door.
Hello, Ramona, my love. Holmes the sailor, home from his desk.
And about time, too. Stand right where you are. Feet on the mat and soggy socks off. I'm not having wet, woolly footmarks all over my polished liner.
Oh, sorry, my love. I just wasn't thinking. What shall I do about my wet feet?
Wipe them on the mat until they dry off, of course.
Couldn't I have my slippers?
Are you quite mad? I'm not here to wait on you hand and feet.
No, dear, of course not.
Henry Purvis, stop sniggering.
I'm not, my love. The doormat thistles are tickling my feet.
Likely story. Right, now that'll do. Forward march into the kitchen. Your delicious Ramona cooked high tea is waiting.
Oh, thank you, my love. Is it boiled eggy day?
Certainly not. You had your boiled eggy this week. We're not made of money, you know.
No, of course not, dear, no.
Here you go. Now climb up onto your little stool, knife and fork at the ready, and stand by for Ramona's special treats. There you are. Dish and chips.
Oh.
Is something wrong?
No. Of course not, my love. It's just that when you said fish and chips, I was expecting something more than one sardine and two potato crisps.
I see. Not a word of thanks. Well, that's the last time I spend the entire day slaving over a hot stove for you.
I merely meant...
Silence! Ramona is answering the telephone. Hello? Ramona Purvis residence? Permission granted to start chatting your end. Who is it?
Hello. This is intelligence speaking.
Well, I don't believe that for a start.
Nobody ever does, Cheeky. You'll just have to persevere with it like I have to. Is Captain Povey available, Mrs. Commander Braithwell wants a word.
Permission granted, but don't let it happen again. Henry!
My love.
Knife and fork together neatly and stand up straight. One of your little sailor friends wishes to speak to you on the telephone.
Oh, thank you, my love. Hello. Captain Povey here.
Braithwell here, old man. Sorry to barge in on your domestic bliss and all that, but I thought you'd like to know you're over your sea boots in the muck again.
I'm what?
That's a style, bag of panic.
Commander Braithwell, what is all this about?
Haven't you heard, old man? It's about this fishery protection patrol you sent out.
Troutbridge, I might have known it.
Troutbridge? Do you mean you were plucky enough to send them? Oh, well, you just can't help some people, can you?
All right, what have they done now?
Nothing. Yet. But it's a dead cert they will unless you stop them from going inside the 12-mile limit after that fishing boat, old man.
But I ordered them to.
You ought to have found out how far the fishing boat was inside the 12-mile limit before you sent Troutbridge after her.
Why, how far in was she?
Well, put it this way, old man. If that fisherman is actually fishing, he's probably using a rod and line from the beach.
Oh,
thought that would get you. I shouldn't bother to go to the office tomorrow, old man. Just put yourself under open arrest and stare down.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'll send a signal and stop them.
You'll have to be quick. The air reconnaissance report says there's a Danish patrol boat closing in fast. Should get there the same time as traveling. My word, that's going to start something. There'll be damaged plane forms fluttering between Copenhagen and Whitehall for the next 10 years.
10 years? Oh, this is awful.
Shouldn't worry you, old man. You'll still be in a dungeon in the Tower of London.
Braithwell, get off the line. I must get through the signals and stop Troutbridge before she infringes the limit.
Hard luck, old man. Too late again. I've just been handed another report. She's crossed the line 2 minutes ago, going like the Kaffirs. It's not your day, you know, man.
Hello, hello, exchange. Hello, hello, hello.
Right, now let's see. With the moon in the third quarter, and 40% deposit before goods can leave the showroom, coupled with the 4 pecks to a bushel, which equals the sum of the other two sides, they've become glad of it. I'd say...
Yes, sir?
Steady at that.
Steady at that, it is, sir.
With a navigational brain like that, who needs radar?
Well, I think we do, sir. A pending fishing boat, dead or dead, sir.
What?
Where? There.
Where?
There.
Oh, boy! What have you done to me, child? I'll have the law on you for this, you stupid, great, naughty, old twink!
He's not only an offensive fisherman, he's also an extremely vulgar roadman.
That's my ear holes deceived me, sir. He's both offensive and vulgar. That's my Uncle Ebenezer Pertwee.
What's that, Jonesy boy? Nice to see you, and I'm suing you for every penny you've got.
Not to you, stupid old goat. What are you doing out here?
Fishing, of course. Leastways I was until you came poking your great hooter in. Look what you've been and gone and done. You bit me tongue. I've got a dirty great dent in me scar.
Ooh, nasty.
And what more, you fouled me nets with your perishing propellers.
Nets? Since when could you ever afford to buy a set of fishing nets, Mr. Pertwee?
I couldn't. I whipped this lot off the Gosport and Avon public tennis court.
That's stealing.
No, it ain't. I just borrowed them. It was pelting with rain, so nobody was playing.
That, my lord, concludes the evidence for the defense.
Pertwee, for heaven's sake, tell Monkey he's got to get out of here fast.
Oh, I said.
Monkey! Sling your hook!
What for?
Because if you don't, some dirty great Danish patrol boat is going to come here and give you what for.
But I lose all me profit.
Yeah, that's not all you'll lose if you hang about here. She's got a 4-inch gun.
Message received and understood. I'm off.
We'll escort you out, Mr. Pertwee.
You won't, you know. You've still got my neck wrapped round your propellers. Good morning.
No, wait. Mr. Pertwee, come back.
I'm listening. And if you want the tail, it'll cost you £3 a mile and a signed letter of apology to the Gosport and Abbott public tennis court.
Not perishing lightly. Here, don't let him do you, sir, the twisting old twit.
Danish destroyer coming up on the port bow now, sir.
So what, sir? It's intimidating identification, sir. Don't have no truck with 90, sir. Leave him be, sir. Leave him be.
Full speed ahead with whatever it is you've got, Monkey. If you want any help, Jones will come up.
Point us to Portsmouth, you old fool. Point us to Portsmouth.
Guess who?
Don't bother, because it's us.
Surprise, surprise, the fishermen of England. What have you come back for? Run out of bait?
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh, very funny. And alive, alive, oh, to you, too.
Is Captain Toby in, Heather?
He's in, all right, 3 times.
3 times?
Yes. He's in his office, inarticulate, and in a filthy temper.
Good afternoon. Let me know how you get on, boys, and I'll see you back at the...
Stay where you are, Pertwee.
Yeah, but, sir, you know, you are not going to be the big one that got away.
Oh.
Well, could I be the little one that you're throwing back?
No!
What a suing, sir.
Now, stop being bashful, boys. You mustn't keep Captain Povey waiting. In you go, I'll knock on the door for you.
Ah, no.
Well, what is it now, Red Jason?
Thunderbirds 1, 2, and 3 to see you, sir.
I'll
feel
them in.
In you go, gentlemen. Brains will see you now.
Thanks. Good afternoon, Captain Toby, sir.
How nice of you to drop in, number one.
We've just brought you the report of our Fishery Protection Patrol, sir.
Really? I can't wait to read it. I'm dying to know if it in any way resembles the other 4 reports that I have on my desk already.
4?
Yes, 4. One from the Danish Naval Authorities. One from the British Fishing Trawlers Association. One from an illiterate old civilian who is claiming damages to his tug and an astronomical towing fee.
Greedy old twister. Trust Nutty to try for the jackpot.
And finally, a tear-stained letter pleading for the return of his property, signed by the superintendent of the Gosport and Haven Public Tennis Courts.
Yes, well, he's at his next for a start. They're wrapped round the propellers of a Danish patrol boat.
Entirely the Danish captain's own fault, sir. He shouldn't have chased us all the way back from the Faroes.
Go on.
Well, that was the point, sir. We couldn't go on. Those nets were round our props to begin with.
Yes, and that's when Nunkey, I mean the illiterate old civilian, had to tow us back, sir. When we got to the entrance of Portsmouth Harbour, the stupid old twit took us in too fast and he clattered us against the entrance walls.
That bit of evidence I heard for myself.
I'm not surprised. I say, we didn't half bong, didn't we?
You certainly did.
Continue, Chief.
Well, that clout tore off the nets from our prop, sir. And as the Danish patrol boat was right behind, she caught the run air propeller, sir, and came to a screaming dead halt at the harbour entrance.
Amazing. So what did you do then?
Arrested her for trawling a fishing deck within our 12-mile limit, sir.
Good grief, we'll all end up in the tower. I know we will.
Oh, no, it's all right, sir. We've fixed up a gentleman's agreement with the Danish captain.
And what was that?
Everybody cork up, one bottle of schnapps for two a gin, an heartfelt exchange of national anthems, and we all flirt off home and forget it.
Really? And just how is the Danish patrol boat to float off home and forget it with nets fouling her propellers?
No problem, sir. I've arranged that with the...
Literate old civilian.
Thank you very much, sir. I've got him to contract to tow them back to their base on condition that he scrubs the fee he was going to charge us.
Fascinating. You always wriggle out of it every time, don't you?
We do our best, sir.
Well, I shall have to have all this in writing. I shall be here all night. Ramona will never believe that... No. On second thoughts, Lieutenant Murray, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, you will stay here all night. You can write out your own statement, and I'll read it in the morning.
Right, well, I'm not, gents. I must be off.
Patrick, come back.
Just going to get you some black coffee, sir. Good afternoon.
What happened, Chief?
Not now, miss. Stand clear of the doors. Nutlow abandoning ship.
Hello, Chief. Are we winning?
It's practically a photographical finish, that's my son. I just got out of there in the nick of time.
Well, I hope you've got some answers left, or we'll all be in the nick doing time.
Hey, look who's here.
Good afternoon, Chief. Just the very CPO I've been looking for.
Tell me the nothing manager.
I have that honor, yes. Now, about these preferential charges you were about to prefer, I have locked in my cash register a vital piece of evidence.
Evidence?
I thought that would make your eyes sparkle.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Half a buttered bun. What's more, it's the buttered bun that Fatty here left behind him. I know, because it's still got the marks of your molars where you had a bite out of it.
How can you prove they were my molar marks?
Simple, my rotund friend. The chief petty officer here will mark you down to my nappy where you will bite another buttered bun. A comparison between the two sets of molar marks will be proof positive.
Quite the little Sherlock Holmes, isn't he?
Yeah. All of a sudden, Fatso's not so hungry.
Oh, yes, you are. A capital idea, my good man. You nip back to your nuffy and get your bun ready. Well, I march these two down here in hot pursuit.
Righty, fool.
Now, defaulters. Hold, hey, package. Hey, hey, ha, quick. Front, chief, shut up, left, wheel.
That won't take us to the nappy.
No, it'll take us to the MI room.
MI room? What do we want to go there for?
We don't, Fatso. You do. We're going to the dental department. You've got to have your choppers changed.
Oh, well, that's different. I thought you were,
eh?
On what?
Don't argue, don't argue. We've got to destroy the evidence. Quick, Taffy, grab his other arm before he changes his mind.
No, let go. You're rotten. You're a pair of dirty, stinky rottens.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been fishing in the troubled waters of the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was number one. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, the Naffy manager was Michael Bates, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and Taffy Goldstein was played by Daniel Evans. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.